It's that time of the month again where we pay very close attention to what will be revealed later this Thursday by the governor of the South African Reserve Bank and his counterparts at the Monetary Policy Committee. That's as we anticipate more news with regard to South Africa's interest rate. Will it go up? Will it go down? In the last two meetings, we saw cuts, which were well received by the South African markets and us as consumers. But can this still be sustained, given that VAT has gone up, the petrol price is going up, and from what we witness with the rand also significantly weaker against the US dollar, trading at around 12.70 to the greenback, how will this impact inflation in the months to come? And what can we expect at this week's meeting? To tell us more, we joined on the line by Maura Federson, who is a economist at PwC. Maura, great to have you, and thank you for making time. Let's actually start off with a quick analysis of how quickly things have changed with regard to the macroeconomic environment since we had the last MPC announcement. The rand was in a firmer position, inflation wasn't likely to increase, and we also had the positivity of increased business confidence on the back of the political changes in South Africa. Is that still the case today?
Thank you, Gugu. Yes, so first of all, it's really great news that headline inflation has been on a downward trend for so long. Coming in at 3.8% in March, this is a multi-year low, and we last saw this in February 2011. It's also the 12th reading in a row that is below the upper target range of 6%. So as a result, consumers have seen an increase in their purchasing power. We can buy more with the money we earn. We earn greater real returns on our savings. So this is great news. But there is a bit of a snag, which is that there are a number of reasons why inflation is likely to have reached a turning point and will likely start to tick up in coming months. And there are a number of reasons. First of all, and perhaps the most important driver, is the rand exchange rate, as you mentioned.
Sure.
Since the last MPC meeting in March, the rand has softened, sliding 8% against the greenback. And there's a continued possibility of faster than expected monetary policy tightening in advanced economies, which could lead to further rand weakness, raising the risk of imported inflation.
So let's talk about this for the average Afropolitan, though, Maura, because clearly, as you say, the outlook has been a little bit more positive with regard to inflation, but there are some significant concerns that you've highlighted. What does this mean for me as an Afropolitan who goes out as a consumer on a day-to-day basis, given that a lot of these macroeconomic elements are things beyond our control?
Absolutely. It's tough, especially where the VAT rate has just increased. And it is something that consumers feel. Mm-hmm. It is something that will feed through inflation. The Reserve Bank expects that the VAT rate increase could add an additional 0.6 percentage points to the headline inflation trajectory. And it is always something that impacts poorer consumers much more than high-income consumers who may be able to navigate these waters better. Mm. So as interest rates are likely to possibly remain on hold in May, inflation is possibly going to start ticking up slowly in coming months. This is something that will certainly impact consumers and might put a dampening influence on consumption spending in coming months.
So rates on hold is your call for the decision to take place this month, or rather this Thursday as well. But what is the likelihood of a further cut? And I say this because, as you've mentioned, spending for consumers has been slightly more treacherous and more pressures on our finances. And given that South Africa's economy is actually driven by consumption, wouldn't that what the MPC be what the MPC wants, to actually ease off on inflation a little bit further and help cultivate the consumption story in South Africa?
I think that the South African Reserve Bank would certainly keep in mind that if the rand were to remain relatively stable, potentially even strengthen, if we see that maybe oil prices could recede, And we see that the VAT increase does not have a very large impact on inflation. And therefore, if the South African Reserve Bank sees that the risks to the inflation outlook may decline for in the coming months, then it is quite possible that the Reserve Bank would again put an interest rate cut on the table. It certainly seems that given developments in recent weeks, it doesn't seem very likely for this week.
Mm-hmm.
But the Reserve Bank would, given the positive impact that stimulating consumption has for the economic growth outlook, certainly aim to keep interest rates as low as possible while still maintaining inflation comfortably in the target range of 3-6%.
Fingers crossed, and we certainly hope for that kind of outcome later this week. Maura, just to wrap up with, and given that you are an economist and you naturally take a look at the macroeconomic dynamics across the continent and in South Africa specifically, I'd like to get your quick analysis as to what the trajectory looks like for the remainder of the year. Last year wasn't such a positive year, given that we dipped into a technical recession, had some challenges with some ratings agencies. But overall, the mood for 2018 has certainly been one of Ramaphoria. But can that continue?
Absolutely. There's been a big pickup in business confidence and confidence, and these are the foundations of greater investment spending. When we see greater spending on fixed investments, that's when we see higher economic growth. And so it certainly looks like the outlook for the economy has improved. And we might see 1.5-2% growth this year. And certainly the mood has lifted. And this is also something that the Reserve Bank has noted when they increased their expectations for economic growth in March from 1.4% to 1.7% for 2018.
Thank you so much for your time today, Maura. Great getting your perspective on South Africa's economy, and hopefully the confidence does certainly continue. Maura Federson is an economist with PwC.